Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And as a Reiki master teacher and medium, share miraculous stories in the book, offering a clearer understanding of the universal laws of energy and how to use this knowledge for self-investigation and self-mastery of your spiritual and physical lives. Joining me today is Dr. Elliot Maynard, a leading-edge consciousness scientist and conceptual designer and author of Brave New Mind, whose background spans the fields of zoology, coral reef ecology and oceanography, and tropical rainforest biology. In knowing the world around us, we can be more prepared to access our inner intuition and wisdom for discovering a master paradigm for personal and planetary transformation. Hello, Dr. Maynard.
Hello.
So glad to have you and such an interesting book that we're going to be talking about. Elliot, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guests and I discuss the sensory world we inhabit as well as the intellectual, emotional, and spiritual essence of our inner lives in order to answer questions, to know more about who we are, where we come from, and how we may utilize our personal assets and our world environment for creating a healthy and vibrant life experience for ourselves and for our world communities. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Maynard, who is founder and president of Arco Cielos Foundation in Sedona, Arizona, and has also been active with the World Future Society, the Aerospace Technology Working Group, and the London-based Humanitad International, will present a quantum field science for the future, a new consciousness operating system for humans and the environment, and will reveal how anyone can access the quantum field of information to enrich their lives and expand their consciousness. In addition to his work, Elliot enjoys artistic pursuits, is a sculptor, musician, an underwater photographer, and documentary filmmaker. Elliot, it seems to me you are what Da Vinci described as a Vitruvian man.
And I've never heard that expression, but Leonardo is one of my favorite people in history.
And mine also. And hopefully the way you are and what you offer in your book, many people in the future will follow your example and develop more of their own spiritual and physical talents in the physical world. Elliot, I often begin each show by asking my guests to think back in time to an early remembrance or childhood experience, as it seems the seeds and dreams of our childhood often reveal the values, goals, and interests that we pursue in later years. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I remember when I was about in the sixth grade, they used to ask us all the time, you know, our favorite colors, and then what do you want to do in life? And I used to say, I'd like to leave a mark in the world. And the second thing was, I'd like to meet the first visitor from outer space, you know, an E.T. But I remember feeling scared of that. You know, it was real to me, and I thought, well, if this happened, I'd really be frightened at the same time of this new adventure.
Well, I think somewhere within you, your inner soul had a knowledge, a wisdom that there's more to us than just our physical life and this physical world. And it was expressing itself at a very young age with you, as it is for many of the guests and authors who have been on my show, and myself included. As a young person, I felt similar to that too. I wanted to follow that impossible dream and make it possible. So
absolutely. And this whole, with the frequencies, the so-called ascension frequency we are approaching, meaning that everything is speeding up vibrationally, and we are also faced with new challenges that never could have been anticipated a decade ago even. So I feel that we're under tremendous evolutionary pressures, and the old survival killer be killed, survival of the fittest, and wars, massive destruction of forests, to build ships and war machines. This is not working. So we need a new operating system, and this is what I laid out. This is both for humans and our planetary home, because the two are totally inseparable. We need to understand this.
Absolutely. And your book, Brave New Mind, speaks of the future man that will evolve as a result of these changes that humanity is already evolving into. Can you describe who and what we are becoming?
Yes. We are moving from that. On one end of the spectrum, we're still killing each other in the battlefields and lopping off heads and this sort of thing. On the other end of the spectrum, there is now at this time point, I feel there is a significant number of people who have gone ahead and opened their consciousness through various means, so that we now have a whole herd of what used to be the black sheep, and now we're the ones that are having to deal with the responsibility of moving ahead into the future, which means just interfacing with this living quantum field, which has been there all the time, but now we can do it consciously since the vibrations have gone higher.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to a question then. You speak of a shift from a linear mode to one that is non-linear, the quantum. So what is future science technology, and how do we shift from a linear mode to one that is non-linear or quantum?
Okay, I'm going to give you a simple example. Future science technology is essentially a new operating system, and we know computers are consciousness waveguides, so it's nice to make this little analogy. It's just like a new Mac or Microsoft operating system. So it's a new way, a new matrix for us to put the energy through and create a coherent mass, and a coherent mass needs a relatively small percentage to affect changes globally, especially with the global internet, which has expanded what used to be called the global brain.
Right. Well, you know, for our listeners out there, I'll just bring this to their attention. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I go into meditation, and I connect to that field you're talking about, the quantum field. And I've been doing this for the last 15 years. But before that, I was not aware that I could do that, or that it was possible, that it was happening anywhere on the planet. But through a set of circumstances and teachers coming into my life and coincidences, I began to open my mind and my heart to other possibilities. And when I connect to that field, I download information for people that I could not know. So this is what we're talking about here, the possibilities to open our mind to consciousness, to becoming interdimensional, and that's what we do when we access this field, and we do this at will. And physicists have in the past referred to this as the whisper pond, or an infinite of data.
Yes.
So that's what it is. It's out there. It's all around us. A linear approach is using our mind and following a plan or a pattern in the physical world. But this non-local form of intelligence is beyond us in energy and in souls and other life forms that connect to us when we allow ourselves to relax through meditation or prayer or being in nature and just letting go of our belief systems or societal patterns so that we can access information in a new way. So that
bingo.
isn't that it?
That's absolutely right on, and it's such a joy. It made my skin prickle when you started talking, because yes, it is a living fabric. It has always been there. I believe that the great masters and leaders who accessed this and saints in the past, most of them were not really conscious of it in the way we can be now because of all the work that's been done, all that went before us. You know, you don't have to live in a cave for 30 years anymore because we're getting closer and closer to accessing that field. And I tell people, think of a tape deck, a reel-to-reel. You want to go to any spot or any song on that deck and you have to go forward or backward. With the compact disc, it's nonlinear, and you go, the laser points to the exact piece of information you use. So I simply tell people, we are taught by our teachers, parents, religious leaders, never to believe anything we cannot prove to be true, usually with endless statistics. If you flip that over and flip the little switch to say, okay, I'm going to give this a chance. I acknowledge the universal quantum field, however you want to name it, and I also flick that switch so that I will not disbelieve anything I cannot prove to be untrue. And then all of a sudden, I can guarantee you that things will start happening in your life that you would have formerly regarded as miracles, and this will happen eventually so often that you begin to just take it as a new way of life, and that's the way this new matrix works.
Absolutely. I want to tell a little story because I was in Phoenix in Arizona. It must be about 8 years ago now, and I was involved in a class there, and he was talking about this non-local field. And he took someone in the audience and he says, I want you to take this piece of paper and I want you to get in the car and I want you to drive to a location and we are going to sit here and we are going to meditate and we are going to find where you are. So two people left with this little piece of paper. And I went into meditation as I had been training myself to do for a few years. And all of a sudden, I saw a circular driveway. I saw a building. I saw a bench. I saw a sign above the building. And then I went through the doorway in my inner mind, and I saw a round area, like for gathering. And I heard spiritual music, so I knew it was a religious place. And when they came back, you know, we all told what we had felt or sensed while we were in this nonlinear field, quantum field. And it turned out that they had gone to a church, and it looked exactly like what I described. Now, I didn't get the name, but it's possible that sometimes you might even get that. But I wasn't calling it going into the nonlinear quantum field. At that time, I believed that I was downloading information from souls or guides or teachers, spiritual leaders, or the divine or angelic beings. But what does it matter how it comes? It is easily accessible if you give up this belief system that you can't do it.
If you absolutely. And each additional person that speaks of these experiences, and I share mine. I never used to do this, but I realize it's the easiest way to teach someone how to access their own intuitive or extrasensory powers. And you know what we fail to realize, I think, sometimes, which is really obvious to other people, is that it's very difficult to put into words the feelings and the infinite expanded sense of perception and wisdom that one can get when they access this field. And it begins with periods of maybe several minutes at a time. It's especially apparent when you're cooking, doing something you love, or gardening, or doing sculpture, artwork, or music.
Yes, but I think it's also all right if you find a teacher. And I started to learn the symbols and the messages, and then they started to repeat so I could understand what they meant. It's like a foreign language. It is a language of spirit or energy or higher vibrational beings. And it's great, but you do need to persist and be consistent. You can sort of have to want to do it because it gives you great pleasure and joy to know that there's more than just this physical world. And that was my motivation. I knew psychics and mediums were getting information. I didn't know how, and I wanted to know how, because I had my own experience the night before my father passed. I saw my grandfather in a dream, and he told me to write something for my father, and the next day my father passed, and I wrote his eulogy, not putting it together at all at that time, just doing what I had been what had been suggested to me, but I couldn't forget the feeling of that interaction, of that energy and that place. It was a different place that I felt myself to be in at that time. And this is the quantum field of energy that we're talking about. And it does help to give examples because people can see it, and maybe soon they'll feel it also when they have their own experience, and they won't be afraid to talk about it or to venture there again to get greater insight, intuition, and awareness of what life is really about and who we really are as spiritual beings having a physical existence. And I think that's why you were interested in aliens so long ago. As spiritual beings, we're having a physical existence as beings of energy, not just of
the material
world, right?
And I've what I have done, I always encourage folks to use both spiritual teachers. Most all of us who have reached this point have been through many, many, many different religious, spiritual kinds of methodologies. And that's the beautiful part of it. At this time in history, we're able to do so. And the global internet has just transformed the ability of one individual on this earth to create, in a sense, what's called a butterfly effect, where theoretically the beating of a butterfly's wings in Argentina in the rainforest could start a little zephyr of wind that would start building up in and end up in a hurricane at some point. So this is this new paradigm, this master paradigm, I call it, future science technology, has 25 different points. It's like a living tapestry, and they access in many different ways, like future science art, music, healing, future science medicine, and superfoods. All of these things are overlaid and integrated with consciousness technology. So just by knowing about these things and our experiences, as you suggested, this means that anyone can do this. And yes, the sharing is not only necessary if you wish to continue evolving, but it's one of the most joyous experiences anyone can have.
Thank you very much for saying that. And yes, those of us who are at this level now have worked hard and studied and learned about all different cultures, philosophies, and it has helped to name something that doesn't have actual words to describe the place that you go to in this quantum field. But let's get on to what is supersensonics. It's a new word. I haven't heard that word before. Can you talk about that?
I didn't make up that term. This was coined by Dr. Christopher Hills, who formed the first Consciousness Research Institute in Boulder Creek, California. I worked directly with Christopher on a project to use one of the rift lakes in Africa to grow spirulina to feed the world, which was presented but never funded. So anyway, all of this means is the expression, the celebration, and the encouragement of, he used to create a diagram of a tree coming out, the top of a tree coming out from a person's head and interfacing with the God source, the quantum field, however you want to call this. And that's exactly what we are doing now. His institute evolved into what is now the HeartMath Institute, which has I just saw a presentation yesterday about recent advances. The heart has much, much more power than the brain in terms of electrical activity. So I'm sure there's a spiritual force analog, and I mean that in a positive way as force. So those who have heartland security, they have more and more power to change the world. And when people get coherent in the sense that they agree on certain basic principles, then they can start to heal the planet, they can heal themselves, and they can heal the social mess in this world right now.
Absolutely. And we've spoken about that on other shows, the power of the heart, leading with the heart. Every cell in our body has an electrical impulse or force. And the heart might be the seat of the soul or the deepest connection to spirit and to this quantum field that we're talking about today. So let's go on for a moment to something else. Healing is very important to me, and on this show we talk about allopathic medicine and alternative healing, the ancient ways and the modern mind, and a way to appreciate and utilize all so that we can address all the problems that we have now. Is there scientific evidence of the effects of the healing power of nature?
I'm certain this could be easily done by taking somebody who was in the rat race in New York City and putting them in French Polynesia in a little seaside cabin for about a week and simply hooking them up to an EEG device. These have become so sensitive. They can, as you know, can tell when a healer or an experienced meditator, a Tibetan monk, for instance, goes into that altered state. Now, we can do this by simply acknowledging the fact that it's there, closing our eyes, imagining a little screen of the mind. This is usually what's taught in contemplation. It's focused meditation. And just let that screen go, and you'll start to see a little static on that screen. In other words, it's like you just turned your TV set on and it's getting ready to, you know, show a picture. And when you see those little sparkles of light, you have to quiet yourself as in a meditation. You can start to move toward it and it moves toward you. When you get in that state, and some of you have done this with athletic events or in the zone, in music, the beautiful concert that makes you cry, and this happens, what happens is that there is no time and no space, so the past and the future and the present are all in one place. This is why when you begin to get in contact for more and more of the time with this field, I've kind of found out that this is what stimulates these ideas to come down, that are essentially wild cards. They're things that your linear mind would have never thought of.
All right, so the mind that connects to this field can reduce stress, anger, aggressiveness, and increase a person's sense of happiness and well-being. Nature can do it, and meditation and connecting to this field can do all of that. So it's definitely worth investigating and putting a lot of time into. Now, what would you like readers to take away and remember and begin to do after reading Brave New Mind?
Well, if you have children, encourage them to talk to their imaginary friends. Encourage them to be very curious about things. And my new educational system, which is Future Science Education, would teach children how to do things like dowsing and healing and putting love on plants, or little experiments where you can take two leaves, put one, separate them, and you put love on one and not on the other, and after a while you'll see that one is healthy and one will die. We have other devices, and we can actually, through the power of our thought and interfacing with some of the technology mentioned in this book, can make changes to the world, much like the very, very higher entities are doing. This is very complex, and I don't want to get into it, but they know how to manipulate things like our DNA and this sort of thing without doing anything physical. These commands,
yes,
come in forms of light and all of this.
Well, healers, natural healers, can do these things already, and it is the way of future medicine. Yes, the power of the mind, you just hit on it, to create, to manifest, and to go forward, to be the evolved beings that we were meant to be. And it's taking a long time, but that's okay, because we have plenty of time. You know, there is no time and space beyond this reality that we have here, and there are many other realities. I want to thank you, Dr. Elliot Maynard, author of Brave New Mind, Living in a Future Science World, for sharing your lifetime experiences, expertise, and love of life, nature, and man, and offering your views on the way forward for a more humane and human-improved condition using the Master Paradigm Future Science Technology. For more information and to purchase Brave New Mind, go to ArcoCielos.com, and I'll spell that ArcoCielos.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have talked about enlightened pathways into the future and a distinctive system which inspires the development of a brave new mind, a future man, Homo Novus, living in a future science world. Dr. Maynard, as am I, is convinced that integrating traditional linear science with nonlinear consciousness technology will bring about new breakthrough solutions for the global problems we face on Earth. Of course, as we know from the rapid advances in technology over the last 20 years, all tools, while they offer advancements and also can also create problems if not properly employed. So accepting responsibility for dealing with the many changes ahead and any detractors and unintended consequences will always have to be addressed. Upgrading our mind to the mind of modern global man with a planetary or multidimensional view of the universe and learning to work with the quantum informational and energy fields will shift us from a reactive revolutionary mindset into an interactive re-evolutionary mindset where cooperation and healing will become the vehicle for positive change. Dr. Maynard and I would have you discover the joy that can be felt when you allow and accept and surrender to your own magnificent inner soul being and function from the most natural state of inspiration, creation, and focus, always moving forward past limitations and false conditions to create the world of future and wonderful possibilities. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear authors and noted authorities in their fields, the fields of science, spirituality, medicine, alternative healing, metaphysics, art, music, education, as they approach new ways to live in harmony, balance, beauty, and love, and for improving our lives and our planet. Healing from Within may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you for listening.